7, which is equal best in the statistics along with two other boroughs. And we must note that this reduction is taking place while on the whole casualties in cycling have increased across the whole of London. Now there are real benefits to cycling, as you have said, social, economic, environmental. It aids regeneration due to the reduction in congestion, and cycling does, in fact, help to tackle congestion, which in turn improves air quality and reducing carbon emissions. In fact, some 40% of carbon emissions are from journeys of less than 10 miles. So on your bike is indeed what is required. Now for individuals, regular cycling sees an improvement in health, saving in time and cost. These are all significant. We welcome the Mayor's vision for cycling, but we do note that it is rather London, central London centric. It focuses very much on the centre of London with the Crossrail for Bikes scheme, running West London suburbs and Barking, the central London grid to support cycling yet again in central London. And Councillor Clare talked about mini-commons. Now, as an inner London borough, Greenwich is actually ineligible to apply for funding in that process. Now, that is regrettable. I think some exceptions have been made for that, but we've been told we're ineligible, as have other inner London boroughs. Now, there is a potential reference to the borough in the vision, alongside a vague proposal to provide segregated cycling alongside the traffic on the South Circular. There is, of course, the successful implementation of the cycle super highway project south of the Thames, Wandsworth to Westminster and Merton to the city, but they